As we know, the federal level is sorely lacking, ignoring climate change, denying it, rolling back protections on our water and our air and our environment. So we are at a critical moment in history with climate change needing, you know, immediate action, needing action last year, the year before that. So while we're seeing a lack in support at the federal level, it's even more critical that we take action at the local level in New York State. And here in New York, we've seen more funding, more support, stronger goals than ever before to take climate action, to implement renewable energy solutions, clean transportation solutions, including electric vehicles, as well as energy efficiency policies and other sustainable policies moving forward in New York. Stronger funding than many states in the country, with 50% goal in New York for renewable energy by 2030, a 40% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2030. And many of the organizations behind me and advocates are calling for us to get to 100% renewable energy as quickly as humanly possible, as soon as we can. So we're very excited to have this summit here in New York. Without further ado, I'd like to announce Mayor Ben Walsh.
Thank you very much. Too often, solutions to climate concerns are thought of at a global scale, demanding attention by world leaders and in global summits. While that's true, there's a lot we can and should do at a local level. I'm going to tell you about just a few things that the city of Syracuse is working on and looks forward to continuing to work on. First and foremost, something that I'm very proud of being involved in towards the end of the process, which is working towards getting NYSERDA's clean energy community designation, which we have officially applied for. In order to do that, we needed to satisfy four criteria. Number one is clean fleets. We were able to install electric vehicle charging stations in different parts of the city. We also had a very successful Solarize Syracuse campaign with the Regional Planning and Development Board. We were able to adopt a New York State Unified Solar Permit for rooftop solar installations, and we're also benchmarking energy use for city-owned buildings. So we are excited about the prospects of getting that official designation, but more excited about the benefit to the climate based on those improvements. Also, as we've talked about recently, we are moving to convert all of our streetlight infrastructure, over 17,000 streetlights, to LED. And in doing so, we will achieve energy savings of at least 50%. So that's just a small sampling of what we're doing and looking forward to many additional measures and also hearing from experts at the summit as to ways we can do better. We're proud of where we are right now, looking forward to working with all the partners behind us to do much more. And with